Here we go, the Savior above in wonderful love.
现在我们要唱的，这是把我带着奇妙的爱。
Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so.
所以下一首呢，你们非常熟悉，那个就是说是主耶稣基督爱我，我知道是因为圣经告诉我的。And
frankly, it doesn't really matter where you look in the Bible, you see the same theme, Jesus loves me.
所以坦率说，不管你在圣经里看到哪里，都可以看到说呢，主耶稣基督爱我。When
you read the book of Esther, you conclude Jesus loves me.
当你读到以斯帖记的时候呢，你得出结论，主耶稣基督爱我。When
you read the book of Ruth, you say Jesus loves me.
当你读到路德记的时候呢，你说呢，主耶稣基督爱我。And
we're going to learn some more about that this morning.
我们今天早晨要学一点关于，更多的关于这一点的。
So, welcome to Linda.
Linda.
Welcome to Linda. And Linda, that's very good.
Okay. 欢迎那个灵儿，因为灵儿刚才上来了。 那还有一个Linda。
What do we often talk about in this particular session?
我们在这节课里通常在谈论一些什么呢?
Answer, what is it that the Bible teaches?
所以答案是圣经在教导我们什么?
And I just keep going back to that theme in my mind because it's so important for each of us to know what the Bible is all about. It's this great big book. What's it teaching us?
其实我一直在回去思考这个问题，就是说是圣经呢，讲的是什么？这是对我们来说是一个伟大的教导。
So another theme on what the Bible teaches this morning.
另外一个主题就是圣经教导我们的是什么？
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we're thankful that the Bible does teach us.
所以主啊，我们非常感恩圣经真的教导我们。
And Lord, we want to learn what the Bible teaches.
所以主啊，我们想学习圣经教导我们是什么。
So help us understand more of it this morning, we pray.
所以今天早上帮助我们更多的去理解我们祷告。
We pray for each one, those who are here, those on Zoom, we pray for them all.
所以我们为每一个人祷告，这个在教堂里还有在Zoom上的，我们为所有人祷告。
Bless us, we pray.
求你赐福给我们，我们祷告。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I want us this morning to consider the question that we have on the top of our screen, and it is, where is he that is born King of the Jews?
今天早上我要开始的这样一个话题，就是那个犹太人的王是在哪里出生的呢？
Do you remember where that question comes from?
你记得这个问题是从哪里出来的吗？
It's the wise men, isn't it? They came from the east, they came to Herod, and they said, where is he that's born king of the Jews?
现在就是那些博士，博士呢，他们说呢，就是说是那个犹太人王呢，他在哪里呢？他出生了。
And unfortunately, Herod said, I don't know.
现在是哈尔说呢，基利说呢，我不知道。
Thank you. He should have known.
应该知道。
But he didn't know.
嗯，他却不知道。
So he asked the priests, and they said, "Oh, that's simple. Micah says he's going to be born in Bethlehem."
所以呢，他问那些祭司，祭司呢，米迦说呢，这个太简单了，他在伯利恒出生。
So the very first part of the answer to their question is, "Where is he that's born King of the Jews?" Was he'll be in Bethlehem. They went to Bethlehem. They found him, they presented their gifts to him, and all was well.
所以呢，就是对这个，就是说是犹太人的王在哪里出生这个问题呢，非常简单的答案呢，就是说是他们出生在伯利恒，所以他们去到伯利恒呢，把他们带来的礼物给献上，然后呢，赞美他，敬拜他。
But the question is, where is Jesus, the King of the Jews?
所以问题是，主耶稣基督呢，他呢就是说是犹太人的王，他在哪里呢？
What follows? What's coming next?
接下来什么呢？下一步什么呢？
So in the book of Matthew, we read what Pilate's answer was.
因为在马太福音里，我们读到呢，比拉多的答案是什么？
Pilate put on the cross, didn't he? The phrase, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Where was he? He was on the cross.
所以呢，比拉多呢跟他们说呢，这就是耶稣犹太人的王，他在哪里呢？他在十字架上。So
if the wise men had stayed in the land of Israel, they would have seen Jesus in Bethlehem, and they would have kept watching him, and they would have seen him on the cross. That's where Jesus is.
所以当时呢，如果那些博士们、东方的博士们，他们留在以色列，他们在本土地上住在那里时间足够长，他们就会看到犹大人的王，我们的主耶稣基督在十字架上。So,
what did Jesus do after that?
所以在这之后，主耶稣基督做了什么呢？
Well, if you go to the Gospels, not just Matthew, but we're going to sort of go through the New Testament now and find out where Jesus is. What did the Bible teach about Jesus? So Matthew says he's on the cross. But the Gospels basically say he went about doing good, and that's not what it says. Luke in the book of Acts says that my brain is dying. This is what Jesus said to Theophilus when he wrote the book of Acts. He said, The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and teach. When he was alive, what was he doing? He was doing and teaching.
其实里面的就是说啊，所有的这一切呢，如果你去读那个福音书的话，福音书是说这个里面呢，就是刚才他可能脑子里有点乱讲了一下，就是说是啊，如果你到那个使徒行传里面第一章第一节里呢，就是说呢，把主耶稣基督一切所做所教导的，就是主耶稣基督他接下来呢，他再就是去做事，去教导。
So he was teaching in his sermons, and he was doing in his miracles and his kindnesses to everyone.
所以呢，他是在那讲他的道，然后呢去做那个去行神迹，然后把他的慈爱显示给所有的人。
So what happened after that? Where is Jesus in the book of the Acts?
所以呢，在这之后呢，发生了什么呢？在使徒行传里，主耶稣基督在哪里呢？
Well, he was building his church, wasn't he?
他在建造他的教会，是不是说
？So he starts in Bethlehem as a baby, and then he goes to the cross, and then he's doing and teaching in the Gospels. Matthew says he's going to the cross, but in time he's doing and teaching in the Gospels.
因为他呢，就是说是啊，他在伯利恒出生，作为婴儿出生在那里，然后呢，在那个福音书里嘛，他也告诉我们呢，他在十字架上，在十字架上呢，然后呢，就是说是这下面的福音告诉我们，就在使徒行传里，他就在教导，在做事儿。
So as we're watching him, we see him moving. He isn't just in Bethlehem. Where is Jesus? He's moving.
所以当我们看到的时候呢，主耶稣基督他不仅仅只是留在伯利恒，他呢是在行动。
So when you get to the epistles of the New Testament, which is our next slide, it says he's purifying and maturing his church. He plants the church in the book of Acts, and then when you get to the epistles, he's building his church, and he's purifying his church, and he's maturing his church.Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, Thessalonians, he's purifying his church. He's making it a mature and wonderful thing.
然后你来到书信里面呢，就是他在那个解禁，并且呢使他的教会成熟。那么说呢，在使徒行传里呢，他呢就是说是兴起了教会，发起了教会，种下了教会。然后呢，在那个就是说是后面的哥林多书加拉太书什么那个还有以弗所书还有腓立比书所有那些书信里面呢，他在那个就是解禁，并且使他的教会成熟。
And how anybody can ever remember all that and translate it, I can't understand, but good for you, Roy.
Thank you.
So what's next?
下一步是什么呢?
Well, you got the epistles of Timothy and Titus.
来到提摩太书和提多书。
And here he's not so much working on the churches, but he's training and teaching his preachers and his teachers.
所以在这里呢，他并没有就是说是更多的去关心教会，所以他是在就是训练他的那个讲道人和他的教师。
Where is he that's been born the King of the Jews？
所以那么说呢，就是这个在出生来作为犹太人王的，他在哪里呢
？Well, that's what he was doing. He's building his people.
这是他在做，他在建造，他在那个就是去建立他的民。
Okay, after that in the New Testament, you come to the book of Hebrews.
就在这之后呢，你来到了新约里面的希伯来书。
What's he doing in the book of Hebrews?
在希伯来书里，他在干什么呢
？Well, in particular, he's caring for the Jews.
就特别的时候呢，他在关心犹太人。
He's teaching them what they need to know.
他能教导他们，他们应该所做的，应该知道的。
It's true, most of them weren't paying attention.
所以呢，这个也是个事实，他们大多数人并没有去注意。
Only a few Jews down through history have become Christians, but praise the Lord, many have.
所以呢，只有少数的人呢，在历史有史以来成为了基督徒，犹太人。
And it's been my privilege.
但是呢，就是、说是感谢主，有很多犹太人成为了基督徒。
It's my privilege to know some of the Hebrew Christians.
所以我有幸认识一些希伯来人的基督徒。
But it's also true that we've learned a lot from what the Lord Jesus taught the Hebrews in the book of Hebrews.
所以呢，就是最重要的是呢，我们在希伯来书里呢学到了很多东西。当我们主教导希伯来人的时候，
And so as you go through the New Testament, you see a progression, don't you?
那你读那个新约的时候呢，你看到了一个递进的关系，是不是呢？
And in the epistles now of Peter and John and Jude, the question is, what's he doing there?
所以呢，现在呢，这个书信呢，彼得书和犹大书，那么说接下来就是这个他主在那里在干什么呢？
And the theme of those passages is he is preserving his church.
所以呢，在这里的主题呢，他正在保守他的教会。
Okay, we learn all the great truths, but when we get to the end of the epistles, Peter, John, and Jude, we find that the Lord is basically saying, don't give up, hang in there. I'm going to not only build the church, I will preserve the church.
所以我们在那个新约里得到了很多的伟大的真理以后呢，来到彼得了，犹大、约翰书信的时候呢，就是说是这个里面呢，他呢就是在保守他的教会，他就不主义就不仅仅是建造他的教会、建立他的教会。那么说呢，现在呢，他说在这个后面的书信里呢，这个时候呢，我要保守你们。
And so many years ago, I was home with my father, and I wasn't very happy.
很多年前呢，我在家里和父亲待在一起，我不高兴。
He said to me, Harold, what's wrong with you?
Harold, 有什么事吗？
I said, Dad, I'm concerned about the church. There's lots of problems. How are we going to... There's so many problems.
所以我说，爸爸，我在担心教会。那么教会里呢，出了很多的问题，我们怎么去解决这些问题呢？
He said to me, Harold, don't you worry. Jesus is preserving his church.
所以他说，Harold，不要担心，主耶稣基督呢会保守他的教会的。
He said, he's kept it going for 2,000 years.
所以他说他保把他在2000年呢一直让教会往前行。
You don't need to worry. He's in charge. All is well.
你不用担心，他在掌管一切，一切都会没事了。So
I was very, very happy.
我就非常非常高兴了。So
what comes next in the Bible?
那圣经里下一步出现什么呢？
The book of Revelation.
启示录。What's
the word revelation mean?
启示录是什么意思呢？
Well, it's to reveal, so we can see what's going on.
就是他把它显示出来，启示出来，所以我们可以看见将要发生的事儿。What
does the book of Revelation reveal?
所以呢，启示录启示了什么？You'd
better turn to it, Revelation chapter 1.
你最好呢，翻到呢启示录第一章。Revelation
chapter 1.
启示录第一章。
And all we have to read together is the very first line.
所以我们所有的要一起来看的是第一节。
The book of Revelation is all about the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以呢，所有的整部启示录呢，都是关于耶稣基督的启示。
Where is he that was born King of the Jews?
所以那么那个就是犹太人的王呢，他是在哪里出生的？
Well, if you look at the book of Revelation, you're going to find out where he is and what he's doing.
因为如果你去到启示录里，你就发现他在哪里，他在干什么。And
so, in the book of Revelation, the first revelation we have for him is that in chapters 2 and 3, he is presiding over his church.
所以首先呢，我们在启示录里看到呢，是在第二章和第三章里，他是在管理他的教会。What's
the word presiding mean?
那么 presiding 什么意思？
Means he's the boss.
因为他是老板。He's
in charge.
他在掌管一切。Something
like the school teacher in the class.
所以有点像呢，在那个学校里的，就是教室里的老师。And
all the children come in, and left to themselves, they'd be running around and so on. And the teacher comes in, and he presides over the class, and he teaches the class. He organizes them and teaches them.
所以呢，就所有的孩子进入教室以后，他们就这里跑那里跑，然后呢，当老师进来以后呢，他就来管理这个教室，他就说呢，让他们呢都安静下来，跟他们讲东西，管理他们。
So that's very exciting. The Lord Jesus Christ is in charge of his church today.
对这个我们感到非常激动，因为主耶稣基督呢，他本身呢，今天在管理他的教会。
And you and I look around and we see signs of weakness.
所以你我呢，就是来周围来看呢，看到一些迹象和一些弱点。
Just like a visitor to a classroom might find.
就是像一个人走进教室可能发现的事情。
But the Lord Jesus Christ is in charge.And he is teaching, he's presiding over the class, he's looking after all the churches.
所以呢，主耶稣基督他是掌控一切的，他是呢在教室里呢去管理、去教导整个教室的学生的。
But if you read the book of Revelation, what else do you find the Lord Jesus Christ doing?
所以呢，如果你在启示录继续读，你在那个启示录读到主耶稣基督还在做一些什么其他的事情呢？
All right, so...In chapter 4 to chapter 20, he's judging the world.
所以从第四章到第二十章呢，他是在审判世界。
Now that's in the future. He's going to be doing that. And it's wonderful. Jesus Christ is going to come back to this world as the absolute judge.
因为他是在做那件事情的，这是非常奇妙的。因为主耶稣基督呢，他会来回来审判整个世界。
And he's going to bring all the people in the world, collectively and ultimately individually, he's going to bring them all into judgment. Hallelujah.
他呢会把整个世界的人啊，从总的来说，还有个人群体和个人都带到这里来。他最终呢要审判整个世界。Hallelujah.
Okay, so where's all that end?
那么这个你结束在哪里呢？
So,Revelation chapter
19. 所以启示录第十九章。
Revelation 19. One another, where is Jesus? Where is he that's born the king of the world? King of the where is he that's born king of the Jews?
所以呢，启示录十九章里讲到呢，就是主耶稣基督在哪里？那么就是说犹太人的王出生了，他现在在哪里？
All right, so let's look at verse 11.
我们来看看第十一节。
It says, and I saw heaven open. I got to get the right translation. Give me a moment.
他来找到跟大家一样的翻译本。
I saw heaven open, and behold a white horse, and he who sat on him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he judges and makes war.
第十一节，启示录第十九章第十一节说呢，我看见天开了，看到有一匹白马，骑在马上的称为诚实，诚信真实，他审判征战都按着公义。
His eyes were like a flame of fire, on his head were many crowns, his name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God.
他的眼睛如火焰，他头上戴着许多冠冕，他有一个写着的名字，除了他自己没人知道。他穿着一件在血中浸泡的衣服，他的名称为神之道。
All right, and I've got to find, somehow I've got the wrong verse there. Where is the verse that says that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords?
Verse 16.
Verse 16.Oh, okay. That's what it is. What is he doing at the end of chapter 19 or in the chapter 19? He is there, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
所以最终你发现了什么呢？在那个启示录第十九章末尾的地方，就是在启示录整个里面，他在干什么呢？因为他是万王之王，万主之主。
So Revelation tells us four things about him.In chapters 2 and 3, he's presiding over his church. In chapters 4 to 20, he's judging the world. In chapter 19, He's presented as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Who's the boss?
因为在启示录第十九章里呢，他呢被就是展现出来的是万王之王、万主之主。那么谁是老板呢？
Who's the boss? Jesus.
谁是老板？主耶稣。
And so there's a fourth revelation of Jesus Christ. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? If you were looking for Jesus, where is he at the end of the book of Revelation?
所以还有第四件事关于我们的主耶稣基督。那么这个出生来作为犹太人王的，他现在在哪里呢？在启示录里他在干什么了？
So take a look at Revelation 21 and 22 and tell me where Jesus is.
现在就是说是看一下启示录第二十一章第二十二章告诉我主耶稣基督在哪里。
Okay, that's your assignment. Where is Jesus in chapters 21 and 22?
所以这是你们的家庭作业。那么这主在二十一章二十二章的主耶稣基督在哪里？
What's chapter 21 and 22 all about?
二十一章二十二章讲的是什么？
It's all about the New Jerusalem.
所以讲的是新耶路撒冷城。
And it's all about the bride of Christ.
所以讲的都是基督的新娘。
Where is Jesus in chapters 21 and 22 of Revelation?
那么在启示录里主耶稣基督他在哪里呢？二十一章、二十二章里。
The answer is simple and profound. He is with his bride.
答案是简单而且非常的深远，他和他的新娘在一起。
What is the last view you get of Jesus in the Bible?
现在就是说在最后的几节里，你在里面在圣经里讲到的关于主耶稣的是什么了？
He's with his bride.
他和他的新娘在一起。
Let that sink in for a minute.
你呢稍微想一会儿。
Does Jesus love you?
主耶稣基督爱你吗？
How much does he love you?
他有多爱你？
When all is said and done, he's not in Bethlehem anymore. He's not on the cross anymore. He's not working with the church anymore. He's with his bride.
一旦一切都设定了以后，一切都结束以后，一切都终结以后，他不再不死不立恒了，他也不在十字架了，他也不在教会里，他和他的新娘在一起。
For how long?
要待多久呢？
Forevermore.
永远。
Do you think the wise men who came from the east and went to Bethlehem understood where Jesus is?
所以你认为呢？从东方来那些博士们，当他们去到伯利恒的时候呢，他理解主耶稣基督会在哪里吗
？They didn't understand all that.
他们对这所有的一切都不明白。
But you and I do.
但你我都明白。
Where is Jesus? Where is he that's born King of the Jews? He's gone all the way up to the point where he has purchased for himself such a beautiful bride.
主耶稣基督现在在哪里呢？所以主耶稣基督现在他在所在天上，在和他买来的新娘在一起。
That he chooses to be in them and with them forever.
他选择与他们和他们在一起，永永远远。
Where will Jesus be? In eternity, he'll be with his bride.
永恒里，主耶稣基督会在哪里呢？他会和他的新娘在一起。
Where is he today?
他今天在哪里？
He's preparing his bride to be with him forever.
他在准备，准备让他的新娘呢，将来和他永远在一起。
Good question that you, the wise man, asked.Where is he that's born King of the Jews?
所以那个就是说是对那些东方来的博士是一个好的问题。那么说那个生来做犹太人的王的那个主耶稣在哪里？
And the answer is profound. He is with his bride. He loves so much. He's with you and with me. And that's a big deal for him.
所以答案呢非常的深远，因为他爱他的新娘，他爱你我，他呢就是说会永远和你我在一起。
May it be a big thing for us.
这对我们来说也是一件大事。
Lord, we're overwhelmed to think that the progression of all that Jesus is and all that he did and where he is, the progression of that is that he will be with us forever.
主要我们非常的震惊，这就是这一切呢，就是说是当主耶稣基督他在哪里出生，他在哪里将会到哪里去，这样的一个递进的过程。因为他爱我们，他将来呢，就要和我们永远在一起。Lord,
we sing it so flippantly often. Jesus loves me. This I know.
主要我们经常的唱这首歌呢，就是主耶稣基督爱我，我知道。But
we thank you that the Bible tells us that he loves us so very much.
所以我们感谢您呢，因为圣经告诉我们，他非常非常的爱我们。Lord,
may we understand this, and then may we live the implications of it, we pray.
所以主要要我们理解这一点，并且呢，活出这样的意义，我们祷告。We
ask these things in Jesus' name and give you thanks.
我们祈求这些，是奉主耶稣基督的名，并向您献上感恩。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.